Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And did you finally get to Cheektowaga? Have you seen An Old-Fashioned Family Murder at Desiderio's Dinner Theater?
I finally did. The dinner, as always, was excellent, and the show was a hoot. Thanks to Lisa Hinka. Oh.
I was going to say, Lisa Hinka.
She makes it happen.
She plays the mother of the detective. It's a role that was written by Joe DiPietro specifically for Sally Struthers.
But yeah, Lisa Hinka commands the stage. And also, thank goodness for Stephen J. Brockman. He's not on the stage these days much, but when he is, wow, he was very engaging.
Yeah, and it's going for much of this, it's been going for much of the summer, and it will continue a little longer.
Through August 30th. I think there are a dozen more shows.
That's Desiderio's Dinner Theater, An Old-Fashioned Family Murder, and Taming of the Shrew is Delaware Park. I guess you don't pack them in. It's an open, air space, but it spreads them out.
It does. It does. There are no fist fights for prime seating.
Right. Though you can reserve a seat, you know.
Oh, you can, up on the upper deck. Very nice. I've done that.
No, you can get prime seating down front. $25.
Oh,
and you can reserve a little chair. You have to do it a day or two before, and they set it up for you and put your name on it. I've done it. It's very civilized.
Yeah. Very civilized. And their touring production also continues. The final Monday in August, they're going to be at Salem Field at the ballpark putting on Fools and Foes. That's a big venue.
That is a big venue. Maybe that's where I'll catch up with it. I've been sort of stuck to home and my own garden, which got infested with aphids. And I decided, well, but I have such wonderful butterflies and bees. And so I went to Urban Roots Gardener over there on Rhode Island, Five Points, next to Butter Block Bakery, the Sunday morning mecca everywhere, and bought live ladybugs, released them at night. The next morning, I had a ladybug farm. They're just
overstuffed with your aphids.
Yes, they're having a marvelous time. But I was over there, you know, that lovely neighborhood, that up-and-coming neighborhood, Five Points, and I'm thinking it needs a theater. It needs a performance space over there.
Well, I've seen a couple of shows in the backyard of the Five Points Bakery, but you're right. It's kind of an outdoor venue, and it's a little noisy. But
yeah.
A real theater would be great.
Yeah. Get on that, somebody. Get on that.
You sound like my son. Somebody oughta.
Somebody oughta. I have an idea. Lets you do a lot of work and take a big financial risk. But somebody who did that, we went to the funeral of Katie Clancy, dear Katie Clancy, who she'd been doing a few roles in recent years. She'd been playing the shrewish wife in A Funny Thing Happened to the Way to the Forum over at the Lancaster Opera House in Aunt Eller. And she would, though only 70, talk to the youngsters about her early career. And I think that they had no idea the breadth of what she was talking about, what she had done. She had come out of Buffalo State in the late 70s, where she had been with Phil Nerzer, one of Warren Enter's stars, just the lead in everything, and you know, working for Terry McDonald there, and then came out, and it was the height of the dinner theater phenomenon. And she worked with Tom Dudzik, author of Over the Tavern, and opposite Brian LaTulip and John Bascalia, Barbara Lee Glarue, doing all of these shows at places like the Packet Inn. And back in the day, a lot of theaters starting up, because it was the whole turnover from the Studio Arena Theater days to tons of small independent theaters. And she was everywhere, with Neil Raddus at the Alleyway Theater, but also with BUA, and also with Upstage New York, and also with Lancaster Opera House, and also with O'Connell and Company. She was everywhere.
When you told me that she had starred as Reno Sweeney in Anything Goes, that's all I needed to know. To find out she won an Artie for that. My gosh.
She did in 97, 98, you know, way back when, but it was sort of considered that was her role. And in that day, an actor who could fill the house and very clear diction, Katie Clancy, you know, protege of Warren Enter's. Hope you like the lyrics because you're going to hear them.
Well, I don't know. That sounds like a good model for some of the shows we've seen these days. A little hard to understand sometimes.
A little more of that. And not for nothing, Katie Clancy is the first person who ever quoted back to my face, "And I'm Anthony Chase." Katie Clancy, a fond farewell.
Well, speaking of Lancaster Opera House and a fond farewell, everyone will have a chance to say a fond farewell to David Bondro. The memorial for David is tomorrow morning, starts at 11 at the Opera House. It's a, you know, come as you are event, and it should be fun.
Yeah, come as you are. Sounds like fun, but stay as you are, which could be hell. So, Noel Coward for Theater Talk on BTPM NPR.
I'm Peter Hall.
And once again, in memory of Katie Clancy, and I'm Anthony Chase.